Humboldt, hello to everyone out there. My name is Stephanie McGarry of the Lost Coast Outpost.
And I'm Andrew Goff, also of Ye Old Lost Coast Outpost.
This is our little show, Humboldt Holding Up, where we talk to folks in the community amid the pandemic and shelter in place. And we took a week off, as there's been some other important things going on in the community that we felt we needed to focus on.
Well, yeah, we launched this because of COVID, because the world had been turned upside down, and then the world got turned upside down yet again. And so we took a mental health week to just kind of process things that were happening and see how that played out here in Humboldt. But today on the show, we have Livia Love. Livia is a business owner here in Old Town. She owns Bling Brow Bar. And she's also affiliated with Black Humboldt. So we're going to talk to her a little bit about those things. Livia.
Hey, yes. What a lovely space behind you.
Oh, thank you. This is what I call the cloud.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's my bedroom.
Oh.
It's my whole house because I tiny home. I live in a tiny home. So whenever I'm like talking about being at the cloud, this is the cloud.
Where is your tiny home located? In Eureka?
In Eureka. I'm actually attached to another house, but it's like the same specs as a tiny home. And it's small, but I love it. It's my sanctuary.
It looks cozy. Insane.
Yeah. It's so, definitely 12-year-old inspired.
First, I just wanted to go over some just like basic biographical information. So can you just kind of tell us your Humboldt arc, you know, like where you grew up, how long you've lived here, just, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I actually was born in Oakland, California. Whoop whoop. And I came here when I was 2, and I've been here ever since. So that's been about 33 years. Okay. I've been in this community and I love it.
So like where did you go to high school?
Oh, I went to Eureka High for a while and that wasn't great. And then I went to Zobarnum and that was amazing. I went to college out here for a while and that was boring. And then I went to beauty school and that is where I found my place in life as a brow artist.
Yeah, if you could just talk a little bit about your business, Bling Brow Bar, you know, explain what it is you do there and kind of how this became a passion for you.
Yeah, I mean, I knew since I was like 15 that I wanted to be in the beauty industry, so I didn't know exactly how. And then when I got licensed, I started working for a brow company and knew that that was like the way. But I realized while in that space that I needed to be doing more with my customers because there was an opportunity for like healing and growth there. So I'm actually in Old Town Eureka inside of another shop called the Dewey's Beauty Boutique, and that's my sister's beauty supply. I also do a lot of body waxing, and I actually, over the course of being in my house for months, got trained in multicultural skincare. So now I am a multicultural skincare therapist, as well as I can help with psoriasis and eczema care. And I do all the things, but most of all, I focus on healing the client like internally. So we talk about a lot of healing modalities and a lot of growth opportunities inside of my clients. So when they're sitting in the chair, it's like therapy.
Yeah, when you say a multicultural skin therapist, did I say that right?
Is that multicultural skincare therapist? It's a long one.
It's a mouthful. Yeah, can you explain a little bit more about exactly what that means?
Yeah, it just means that I have been trained to look at melanated skin and work on melanated skin in a way that is safe for melanated skin. So a lot of times what happens is you go to a spa or salon, most trainings train you with a overall scope saying this one peel will work for all skin types. And that's just not true. And the difference between melanated and less melanated skin is that if we scar, you're going to see that scar for a lot longer. It's going to take a lot more treatments to get the skin back to normal versus somebody who has a lighter skin tone. And so I took the time, a lot of time, and have been training with a lot of different companies to kind of get an overall scope of everything that could possibly happen with melanated skin. And that way I can treat people who maybe haven't been going and getting facials or haven't been going and getting peels because they're nervous that the person working on them doesn't necessarily understand how their skin works.
Has your client base grown a lot since you've started doing this?
Yeah, so actually I do skin consultations via Zoom. And so it's really neat because I can actually help people now while we're still in lockdown, and get them the products that they need or the products that will help, you know, either soothe their eczema or help with their skin texture, things like that. All of that is available through blingbrowbar.com. I have all of my retail up there, and I have also a book with me now button on site as well.
So you say you do consultations via Zoom. So I have a challenge for you. Let's say the most basic of basic white dudes walks in, i.e. me, who is all scruffy because of all this COVID isolation. What are you going to do for me? Let's consult.
Yeah. Well, just so you know, this will be a $65 charge.
Yeah. Trying to get a free consultation out of this.
Well, okay. Can I get that for free? No. And my consultations also range. It's kind of based on what the needs are. So if we were doing a full skincare consultation, you don't have any skincare products, I'm going to evaluate every step of your skincare process. Yes. That would be like a regular facial appointment. Yeah. However, if you're doing just a retail, we're going to talk about just, hey girl, I need some face wash and something to make sure that my beard is nice. I can do those depending from free to $15. Yeah. So looking at your skin, I would say everybody's kind of been in isolation. We all have not been taking care of our skin as much as we could be. You probably need a little bit of exfoliation. Okay. You probably need a little bit of moisture, and you probably need a bit of sunscreen, because one thing that I've been noticing that my clients and people around me have been doing is playing in the sun without sunscreen.
Yeah.
And everybody needs sunscreen. Whether you're the lightest of light or darkest of dark, your skin is skin and you need sunscreen.
And I am the lightest of light. So.
And especially when we've been coming out of the cloudier, colder months, and then we're getting into summer, and you start to get that first exposure.
Exactly. Okay. And the sun is hitting different these years. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like I go outside for like 15 minutes and my skin turns red quick. So
okay.
I'm a sunscreen gal now. What was I gonna? Oh, and then for beard care, I am actually dropping my beard products for the Juneteenth celebration that I am part of this year.
Okay.
So I've always carried a beard balm in my line of Neutral Naturals, which is my personal holistic skincare brand. But I'm excited because I'm going to be having a beard oil and a beard balm.
You know, it sounds like you're doing a really good job of adapting in whatever way you can and taking advantage of the current situation with COVID. Do you have an opening up plan? Is that something that's on the near horizon for you, or?
So, aesthetics in California are still closed. Hairstylists got to go back to work and barbers this week. But anybody who touches the face or removes skin and hair, you know, those types of things, we are all still not allowed to work. So I am working right now with some help from the SBDC, just as like kind of assistance to me. I am building my reopening plan. And because I'm going through that process, I am also helping Black Humble by being a consultant for them, for any Black or Brown business owners who are nervous about the reopening process. I am actually helping others build their reopening plans. So any businesses, not just in the salon industry, anybody who is just not sure where they're going to find the information that they need for their reopening plan, I'm going to help with that. And that's another one of the Zoom classes that I'll be teaching at the Juneteenth virtual celebration. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be teaching that actually forever and ever. It'll actually be on my menu as one of the options that you can do inside of my consulting.
So we want to talk to you about your involvement with Black Humbled and the Juneteenth celebration coming up that we've mentioned a couple times now. First, though, for people who might not know about it, can you describe what Black Humbled is and what it does?
Black Humbled is an organization that got started here by Deanna and Mo, and they are amazing. And they essentially build a platform to hold space for Black and Brown bodies, whether it be art, business. We've had business mixers. We've had just kickbacks. Anything that like is driven to build community, they hold the platform for. And I became part of their team as the business consultant liaison, sort of. So that's kind of my role inside of their. Overall, Black Humble is a space for people to just be, exist.
Yeah.
And it's something that we needed in this community, and I didn't realize how much we needed it because I believe it's about 3 years old now. And before that, I had never had someone hold space for me like that.
Yeah.
I cried after my first mixer because I didn't even know, like, I had lived in Humble forever. I didn't even know that this was a thing. To have someone hold a space like that. And so when I went home from that mixer, I knew I was going to be involved. And that's, I'm just in. Whatever they need, I'm right there. What do we need? What are we doing?
I'm interested in that phrasing. You say hold a space. Like what is that?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means holding an exclusive space for Black and Brown bodies. So there are lots of different events that happen for lots of different reasons. And usually it's open to everybody. And in these particular situations, like say we had a business mixer and we had it be a closed mixer. And so essentially that meant that we were only holding it exclusively for Black and Brown bodies. And that changes the way that the space is, because there are times when you can be in spaces with other people who maybe don't feel as comfortable with how, I'll say it from my perspective. Yeah. Livia is very boisterous and she gets people nervous, and I know that. And so what I do is I tend to dull myself down if I'm in an atmosphere where I'm in the company of others who may be nervous by my loudness.
Yeah.
In a space that's exclusive, I don't have to do that. I can be whatever I want to be in that moment. Yeah. And that's the difference to me in a Black Humble space versus any other spaces that are held for me.
You have coming up this Friday, yeah. Sorry.
June 19th.
Next Friday, so just a week from today. June 19th, yeah, it's going to, Black Humble is one of the organizers, I believe, the Eureka chapter of the NAACP is also involved.
Yeah.
Okay. And are going to be holding the Juneteenth celebration, and maybe for people who also might not be very familiar with that, could you start by explaining the significance of Juneteenth and what, you know, what this celebration is going to kind of look like here in Humboldt, especially, you know, now that it's going to be a virtual celebration this time?
Yeah. Okay. So it's essentially like, okay, so Juneteenth, I'm going to read it like exactly as it is from the internet so that I don't mess it up. Juneteenth is also known as Freedom Day. It's an emancipation of the last remaining enslavement of African Americans in the Confederacy. So it's a party. It's a We Are Free party. And so we had one last year in the park and it was amazing. We had tons of vendors, tons of artists, food, music, lineups of all different entertainers all day long. And I would like to also mention that I'm not a coordinator of this. I'm just a person who is a helper bee.
Sure.
So this year we're going virtual and it's going to be an all day event. And I am a facilitator of the two courses I spoke about earlier. And, I can't give enough thanks to Mo and Dee for coordinating this in under pressure and figuring out the way to make it actually happen. And like, we have a lineup of amazing people that are going to be on all day. We have had support from all different directions. We love continued support. If anybody out there wants to support Black Humble, the blackhumble.com page has information on how to do that. It's very much a needed entity in our community, especially for the younger kids, because this wasn't something that I had when I was younger. And now it's something that my son has for the future.
So you were explaining a little bit about your two different courses that you're going to be, or workshops that you're going to be heading for this, and that you work with Black-owned and POC-owned businesses in Humboldt. And I've seen that that seems to be something like a lot of people are promoting right now. We've seen a lot of people sharing the Black Humboldt yeah. page on that, you know. And I think it's something that people are really appreciating about what the organization promotes right now. So, I mean, can you just explain a little bit in your own words, you know, why it's so important to highlight POC-owned businesses right now?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're here. That's number one. We're out here. We're trying to build our businesses as much as everybody else's. And without that visibility, it sometimes falls through the cracks. My sister and I are lucky enough to have a shop in the Old Town Strip. So lots of people know our names because we're out there like that. But there's a lot of really cool artists and business owners who are in our community who, you know, do amazing things and build amazing things and paint amazing things and photograph amazing things. And those are the people who maybe you wouldn't hear about as much. And I think that the amplification of, I don't even know if that's a word, people amplifying Black Humboldt and their POC business portion of their website is helping all of us business owners. It's helping us be seen. And that's kind of like the starting point is we're here, we exist, we're business owners just like you. And we are valuable and we bring things to the community.
I was talking to Steffi, you guys spoke yesterday, and she'd mentioned that you told her that due to COVID-19, you haven't been able to attend any of the George Floyd inspired Black Lives Matter demonstrations that have happened here in Humboldt these last couple weeks. There've been a lot of events, and I don't know, have you been able to keep up with them and kind of experience them somewhat online at all? Or?
Yeah. So I actually battle anxiety. I have severe anxiety, and it's particularly around getting sick, which is nerve-wracking in these times. And so I have been sheltering in place since March, I don't know, like 16th. So I have not gone out for the protests. However, I am doing a different job in that realm. So I am a supporter of the people who need to take a break. So people call me and they break down, they vent, they rest with me, we talk things through. So at this time, it feels weird not being out on the street protesting because that is normally where I would be. But I realize that everyone has a role inside of these protests. And even if you're not out there on the street, maybe you have kids and you want to stay home, or maybe you're like me and you're just anxious of being outside and getting sick. You can be doing things. There's a lot of online information that is available. There's a lot of support that's available. If you can't do anything, you can shoot financial support to people. I personally have been, I've been resharing over and over and over NCAMP's website, North Coast Mental Health Practitioners, I think that's what it is. I've been sharing that over and over again because I realize that the mentality that we're dealing with is taking bites out of people's mental stability. And I can be here for some of it, but it's bigger than me even. So that's kind of where I am at. So that's my way of helping with the protests, is being a mental springboard. If someone comes to me, they can vent to me in a micro way. And if they need to be in someone's care, I give them resources to therapists in the community.
So you're a Humboldt lifer. You know how this county works. As you've been watching, you know, these protests and these demonstrations from far, like what kind of impact do you think that these have on this area specifically?
I think they have a huge impact. I've seen change just in the small time that we've been in shelter in place. I mean, it's funny, people have been talking about, like, you know, in March we were baking bread and now we're out here changing the world. It's real, it's needed, and I don't want to say, I'm excited to see the change, and I know it's going to take a lot. And that's kind of the thing, is like, I want everyone to not lose that energy, because it's going to take a lot. We're going to need to have downtime. We're going to have to do it in rotations. It's going to be all hands on deck, as my friend said, and we're going to have to really like push through. I've seen some changes to some spaces and places that I have, you know, had some concern about over a year ago. And I've seen some positive movement toward changing those things to be less of a hate mongering space, we'll call that. Yeah. And so there's just different things happening that I see, and people who maybe didn't understand finding the explanations so that they can understand. It's all about clarity. You can say something over and over and over again, but if someone isn't comprehending what you're saying, then it's not going to make any sense. I think now people are comprehending. People are seeing what we're talking about, and there's motion happening for change.
With the demonstrations that happen, they've been so varied in, you know, just their tone. You know, from the one in Eureka to the one in Arcata. I went to one down in Fortuna that was just, you know, kind of mind-blowing to see an event like that in Fortuna. The other day I was at one in Shelter Cove, somewhere that I don't think has ever had a protest of any kind in it, and yet there are people marching down the road with Black Lives Matter signs. As you watch these, is there any aspect of them that has stuck out to you that gives you hope?
Just the fact that there's solidarity.
Yeah.
The fact that you're seeing a protest in Shelter Cove means that people in Shelter Cove care.
Yeah.
The fact that we're seeing them happen all over the world means that people care. People want change. And, you know, in a time when we're in the middle of entities trying to divide us, seeing everyone come together and come together for, you know, there might be a picture of me up in the world somewhere, but I'm a Black woman and I have a Black child. And so for me, it's really important that people understand that my life matters, period. And I'm a human being just like everyone else, like, period. And so to see the solidarity of people coming of people being in our community and wanting to see those changes for the future is amazing. That's the number one thing. Like, I'm always going to be a peaceful protester gal. I'm always going to be rooted in love. I'm always going to be that person who wants to hug everybody and be sweet and kind and all those things. So for me, seeing people who I know love and care about me out in the world doing the footwork, doing those things, is making me feel like I actually matter.
And you said that that you felt like some spaces, you know, when you were talking about some of the change, the shifting that you've already seen in Humboldt. I mean, is there anything specifically?
I would like to mention that I am proud of Lost Coast Outpost for taking down the Thunderdome.
I would not be
on this call right now if that was still up. Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you. And we really appreciate you, you know, taking the time to talk to us. And I just wanted to go back to something else that you were, you know, you had already touched on, because you said that this is how you are really helping the movement while you're still sheltering in place, is by providing that space for rest and recharge. And, you know, I think that you touched on something really important, that self-care aspect, that sometimes people can get really overwhelmed trying to be out there and do the work. And maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, why it's so important to continue to maintain your self-care, and maybe just some suggestions for people who are out there, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that one of the things that I touch on all the time is you can't pour from an empty cup. And if you're a person who is energetically using your, you know, your internal energy for all of these different outward looking things, and you're never going back and recharging your body, you're going to have burnout. And I think we see burnout in people often. It looks at a lot of different kinds of ways, but to me, self-care started off as like, I'm going to go get a manicure, or I'm going to go get a massage. And I think really what it breaks down to is self-care looks lots of different ways. For me, I found that being right where water and land meet in nature it speaks to me. And that's, for me, that's the biggest recharge I can have, laying, you know, chilling in my house, listening to music with incense burning. That's my recharge. So it's kind of, it's been, everyone's been told self-care looks like this, boom. And then we do those things and we're like, I don't feel recharged. So you have to find the thing that recharges you, and you have to make time for yourself to do that thing. And I think we all want to kind of just run and run and run and do all the things and be working and be, you know, pulling in different directions. It's about making time for yourself to recharge in whatever way that is that you need to recharge.
Mm-hmm. I know something I want to ask. So both you and I have spent, you know, the vast majority of our lives here in Humboldt. And I know that, you know, there have been times over the years when, you know, I've wanted to flee this place for various reasons. Uh-huh. And I wonder if you've ever felt that way, and if you have, what made you stay?
Oh yeah. This place was trash when I was a teenager. I wanted to get out of here bad.
Yeah.
I will say this, everybody I think feels the need to leave, but I left and I found out that everywhere is trash. And so I was like, well, if I have to live in a trash situation, then I might as well go hang out in my own, you know, dumpster. Yeah. And I actually took the time to fall in love with Humboldt. And I think there are a lot of beautiful things here, a lot of beautiful places, a lot of beautiful communities. Yeah. I love it here. And what's wild is, like, also, I think as teenagers, we're just like angsty and want to get up and do things. And so with there not being that much to do here, yeah, that makes it kind of hard. But as a grown woman who is practically an old lady who loves the calm and sanctuary, Humboldt is amazing. Yeah. So, I mean, and the other thing is that I decided when I really like locked it in that I was going to be staying in Humboldt and that I was like going to be living here, rooted here, everything. It actually came out of my need for community outreach, for myself to be giving community outreach. I kind of looked around and I was like, well, there's nobody out here doing these things, so I guess that could be me. And that's when I really rooted in and I was like, all right, you know, if your community is not showing you what you need or not giving you what you need, then you need to build it yourself for others. And that's what I have done. That is literally what Bling Brow Bar is about. That is literally what my community service is about. I mean, people know me in the community as the fluffy unicorn because I'm, pre-COVID, I was out giving 10-second hugs. I was out being part of the chambers. I was out being everywhere to be the glue that put communities together and kept it together. And so, not to say that I do it by myself, but I definitely feel like my glitter sprinkles are everywhere in Humboldt County. Yeah. So that was kind of why I stayed and how I stay, and I love it here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad both of you guys stayed. Thank you.
Me too. I'm glad we're all here.
I came back too, so I'm here now too. We're all here.
Well, Olivia, Loco is cheap, and we have not paid for the Zoom upgrade that allows us to have long meetings. So we're getting close to the end. I just wanted to say, you know, thank you. We are honored that you would agree to come on and talk Absolutely. With us. Is there anything else that you want to add? Any message you want to put out into the Humboldt community?
I want to plug NCAMP one more time in case anybody needs therapy or help in these times. We have some mental health practitioners who take all kinds of insurance. You can search by your insurance. You can search by your needs. Hopefully you guys can plug that into the bio or whatever information that you put on the website. Blackhumboldt.com if you want to support Black Humboldt out in the community, NAACP, blingbrowbar.com, Dewey's Beauty Boutique. We're out here. Support yeah. all these entities. And I mean, if you can't support with, you know, it, essentially support any way you can, because yeah. all of it is support and all of it is seen. So
yeah, to anyone listening to this, just, you know, if you go to the page that you are listening to this on right now, we're gonna put some links here that will take you to places you can learn more about some of the things that we've talked about with Livia today.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you again. It's been really a joy talking to you today, and thank you for inviting us into your cloud.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. The cloud is a safe space.
So thank you so much to Livia Love for taking the time to talk to us today. We are going to, as Andrew said, have some links here for you to be able to check out the resources available on blackhumboldt.com. Make sure to get out there and support your POC-owned businesses. And check out the Juneteenth celebration on June 19th. It's going to be a virtual celebration. You can also find that information on blackhumboldt.com. And also, I believe we have some info on it on alaskas.post.com.
And at some point in the next few days, take a good hard look in the mirror, Humboldt, and specifically at your brows. and if you think they're struggling,
that's not where I thought you were going with that. Yeah, I kind of take care of those brows and do some important self care.
And if you think you're struggling, Livia's got you covered.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, all.
Take care, Andrew.
Nice
and Humboldt. Bye-bye.